Call the news update. This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
And Neighbourhood Watch is back. Radio Adelaide's Zoe Kunandas joins us to discuss the Australian election. The Liberal Party has walked from the election with 26 seats at the current count, and there is no change in leadership. We'll be discussing suicide within this segment as well, so here's a trigger warning in advance. Zoe starts off by giving us a recap on some of the election results.
So Scott Morrison is still Prime Minister. One of the interesting things that happened during the election, Tony Abbott lost his seat after 25 years, I believe, it to an independent called Ali Steggall, and that was in the seat of Warronga. In the previous leading up to the election, there had been a lot of get-up campaigns that were essentially just a group of people campaigning to get Tony Abbott out of his seat.
Something I'm curious there is, in terms of the independent and Abbott, what were the kind of differing political views there?
The main one would definitely be climate action. Zali Steggall is really in to actually take action on the climate change. She is still a little bit, like, centre-right, maybe, but obviously nothing in comparison to Tony Abbott. Views, who's very conservative, very much, he's a conservative warrior, people would call him. Definitely two sides of the table, not completely sitting that far away.
And then there is Clive as well. So tell us a bit about that.
Wow, so Clive Palmer was a very rich man, and he had his party, which used to be called the Palmer United Party, and then this election it was rebranded to the Australia United Party. I don't know if you, Laura, or any of the listeners spent any time in Australia in the past 3 months, but if you did and you turned on a television, or if you looked up in the sky at a billboard, or if you played a YouTube video and an ad came on beforehand, you would have got a Australian United Party ad campaign. It was insufferable. They were everywhere. He spent, I think, $60 million on this campaign, and he did not win one seat. He is completely out of the run, which is really nice, and a really nice message to Australia that we cannot buy power, we cannot buy a way into the government.
So what is happening with the Labor leadership now that they've lost this election?
Yeah, so in the wake of this pretty shocking election loss for Labor, Bill Shorten, the leader, has decided to step down. He did that of the Saturday, the night of the election. He conceded, I think the word is, and he is no longer going to be the Labor leader, although he still is, because it does take, it's quite a lengthy process. There have been a few people who have put their hand, or one person in particular that put his hand up, which is Shadow Infrastructure Minister Anthony Albus. I'll know his name when he becomes leader. He's the only declared candidate for the leadership at the moment. Unfortunately, two people that I would have loved to have seen put their hand up was Penny Wong, and also MP Tanya Plebisek. Unfortunately, Tanya has cited family reasons for not being able to become Labor leader, which is unfortunate because we don't see any men that have that excuse, and that's not saying anything against Tanya. It's just a very interesting look at how Australian women politics goes. Also, Senator Penny Wong, who I just love her, she did not want to move to the lower house. Just Anthony at the moment. If no one else puts their hand up, then he will obviously become leader. If someone else does decide to run as well, it'll have to go to a postal ballot, which Labor members can vote in, and then roughly around July the 1st, in about over a month, we should know who the Labor leader will be. Again, female representation in the Labor Party. They've, you know, they pride themselves on its level. They have a quota of 50-50 by a certain amount of time. And it is just a shame to see that it's just another man putting his hand up to become Labor leader. But who knows what will happen.
I think...
You go.
No worries. I think something that we have talked about here in our newsroom quite a lot is, particularly with the Trump-Hillary election, you see a lot of parties around the world being kind of uncertain to put forward candidates who go against a status quo. Do you think Australia is kind of reflecting that in a way?
Absolutely, I think so. I think I was actually thinking about it before I was talking to you, and just why, since, you know, the English invaded Australia, cis, straight, white, male, every single leader of this country and our government, from even a, you know, centre-left party, that they don't want to put a woman up to be the leader. Something needs to change.
I'm going to shift on to more of a somber note now. So since the election, there's been a spike in suicides on Manus Island. Do you think this election has dampened hope for those who are very vulnerable?
Yeah, certainly. It's a really frightening situation happening, even more so now. So a lot of people are saying that this is coming, of course, after the election, and that the federal election is having a huge impact on the people in Manus and Nauru. For example, the Labor Party had promised to accept New Zealand's offer to resettle, I think it was like 150 refugees from Manus and Nauru if they had won, last Saturday. So that means that now refugees can either resettle in PNG and Nauru, I think, or they could apply for a limited number of places in the US, or they can, return home. But I mean, can they return home? Probably not. So I probably shouldn't have phrased it that way. But yeah, this election since the election, it's seen that 4 suicide attempts have been attempted in the centres, with, people and advocates calling it a crisis. But I don't even know if our government's going to bat an eyelid about this.
Mm. Why do you think there is this kind of complacency for human life?
I really don't know. Immigration policies in Australia, that's such a quote-unquote hot topic, and you see governments debating about it or politicians talking about it as if it's just immigration. It's not actually like human lives. There's so many people so against it in the country as well.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.